Ms. Mirabin, well, like Lalita Ben said to me, everybody knows Mirabin, I think. Is there anybody who doesn't know, haven't met Mirabin? We all know her. And a director of Southeast Asia, and very close to Baba, a very a world mother always with good guidance, a teacher. Mirabin has traveled all over the world for talks, lectures, also interviews, and very good on the topic of mind and matter, especially the mind, and also known for the very beautiful commentaries, which is interesting, which I before didn't know, but also Mirabin has a bachelor's degree of science in chemistry. So chemistry, there must be something very fortunate to be, because also Atomkrush had a degree in chemistry.
Let us all invoke Dadi Janki here in her subtle form, and the best method to invoke her is by using the famous mantra she loves to repeat 3 times. So we all together invoke Dadi with the Om Shanti mantra 3 times from the heart. Even though we say Om Shanti, but our faces should become Om Kushi, filled with happiness, because our peace is not dry. Our peace is filled with happiness. So let us say 3 times from our heart, so it touches Dadi's heart. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. So today, as we said Om Shanti 3 times, we are reminded of our fortune of the confluence age. So we say Va Baba, Va Drama, and Va My Fortune. Yes? We don't anymore sing why. We say wah. Just remember, recall all the blessings you have received from the time you came to Baba in this Brahmin life. We can make a big garland of all the blessings. But out of all the blessings we have received, one beautiful blessing that reminds us of our last kalpa's success, one blessing that reminds us of last kalpa's victory, is success is the garland of your neck, and victory is your birthright. So success and victory are 2 things. Once we asked Dadi, what is the difference between success and victory. We say victorious jewels, rosary of victory. We don't say rosary of success. We don't say successful jewels. So, actually, success is a journey. Victory is the destination. Or you can say, success is the path, victory is the medal. Victory is the sign of being successful over a period of time. So when we have been successful many, many times, that adds the jewel to our victory. And so today, we will go through the journey. You know, you cannot reach a destination without passing through the path, without crossing the milestones. So each milestone you come across on your journey, it gives you an indication how close you are to victory. And so there are 4 milestones on the path to receive the medal of victory. So I'm going to take you through those milestones. But before that, let us define in Brahmin language, because success is subjective. It is different to different people. For some, success is accumulating lot of money, becoming rich, having something in plenty. For some, success is called, you know, passing an examination, winning a medal, climbing the mountain. So success is measured, understood differently by different people. But for Brahmins, what is the definition of success? Can anyone say what is success for you? Yes? Constant happiness. Okay? Whoever wants to speak out, just speak out, please. Yes?
Being stable in every situation.
Being stable in every situation. Great. Yes?
Be content.
Okay?
Serene.
Any other? What is success for you? To become perfect.
Achievement.
Now, what you are saying is all correct, actually. You know, according to Baba's definition, success is when you make your thought, words, action identical. That means I do what I think, I do what I say. In other words, we can say success is keeping up my words, keeping up promises. You know, like simple way of measuring success is, say, I had a thought this morning to do something for myself. At the end of the day, I check,
whether I got it done or not. So if I was able to achieve, as one of you said, achievement, so I can pat myself, yes, you are successful today, you know. I may not have climbed the mountain or, you know, I have not done anything drastically, but what I thought, I did. What I said, I did. You know, so it is making thinking, speaking, doing identical. And further also, success is when I am able to remain content with myself and make others content. Of course, you have to go through some tests or trials, whatever, but I achieve it, you know. Under all circumstances, I remain content and make others content. Success also, deeper level, constant movements forward to reach my desired goal. That's why they say a winner never quit. A quit never wins. You know? So it is a constant movement forward. Desire to reach my goal. In other words, simple way of looking at success is making aim and qualifications equal. Making aim and qualifications equal. So, in Baba's eyes, in Baba's family, they are the ones who are considered as successful. Not that you have a position, you know, you have name and fame, so you are successful. There are many, many incognito jewels in Baba's Yajna also, who are very successful, but people will be able to know them when the result is announced. You know? So we should never measure success on a physical level. You know, this one looks after 10 centers, this one center has 20, you know, 100 students. This one arranged a program, you know, 100 people came. I arranged a program, only 10 people came, so I was not successful. You know, success in any Baba service is based not on the numbers who attended the program. That is very external. But usually when a program is finished, we assess success on the basis of how close the team who have been working towards the program, how close we have come to each other, and how harmoniously we worked with each other. That is the success that is left at the end of the day. Number of people, whoever has to come, they come and they're gone, you know. So I just need to redefine success. You know, sometimes we think, maybe I am not successful because I'm not so fortunate, I'm not lucky. You know, sometimes they say, oh, you are very good, very lucky, you know. Anything you do, you get success, achievement. Or sometimes we say, oh, success is based on, you know, some skills and talents. So maybe I am not so educated and I don't have talents, you know, I cannot be successful. So that is not the way. Actually, success is based on, as I said, 5 D's. 5 D's. it's nothing based on skills and talents and good luck or heredity or whatever, you know. So the first D for success is determination. Baba always says, determination is the key to success. Second D is actually dedication. You have to commit yourself to the task that you have taken. Dedication. Thirdly, discipline. If you don't have certain disciplines in your life, you know, you cannot manage yourself. I cannot bring success close to me. And the fourth one is devotion. Not devotion in the form of worshipping. You know, bhavna. When I say devotion here, I mean bhavna, pure feelings. And last, detachment. You know, the more I come closer to success, the more I am detached. Detached in the sense, you are totally involved, but be free from the consciousness of I and mine. So the five D's that actually helps us to begin the journey. So never forget these five D's that will cooperate with you to bring success close. Now when we begin on this journey, embarking to reach our destination, which is victory, which we got last kalpa. It's just a matter of repeating what we did last kalpa. So the first milestone or destination, I would say, is faith. Faith is the foundation of success. That is why it is said, faith in the intellect brings victory. Doubt brings defeat. So sometimes we wonder why intellect is used. You know, faith in the intellect. Why not faith in the mind? Why not faith in the sanskara brings victory? Why? Because intellect is the faculty that stores the information, knowledge, which is used to discern right from wrong, good from bad. And so we have to actually take care of our intellect. Because intellect can have faith, intellect can also have doubt. And it doesn't take too long to move from faith into doubt. And I remember Dadi Janki always says, if you want to keep your intellect intact, always take care of the company you keep. Company influences your intellect. If you don't have the right company, you may be a very good person, but you can be colored by bad company. So it is the intellect that should be taken care of so that the faith doesn't fluctuate. So faith means belief. And faith has to be complete. If it is not complete faith, your victory is not guaranteed. You cannot have guarantee victory. You know, that is why those who have complete faith, they are carefree because they have guarantee victory in their mind. I was victorious, I am victorious, and I will be. because they have complete faith. So now what it means to have complete faith? Faith in four aspects. Faith in myself, faith in Baba, faith in Dharma, and faith in the time that we are passing through. Because it's a very, very crucial, very, very valuable time of the cycle. So if I lose faith in any one aspect, I am not able to move towards my destination without obstacles. There will be a lot of hiccup. You know, why, what, how. Now some souls say, I have faith in Baba, but I don't have faith in myself. You know, when Baba says, you are Master Almighty Authority, you are World Benefactor, say, I don't think I am that. So which means you doubt yourself, which is again doubt in Baba. Because who gave me that title? Who made me Master Almighty Authority? Baba. And if I have lost faith in myself, it's also losing faith in Baba. Or losing faith in Dharma. You know, because what it means to have faith in Dharma? Dharma is accurate, everything is beneficial, everything is good. No more question mark. And faith in the time, very important. Those who have recognition of the time, they will never waste any time. So make this foundation of faith very, very strong. All the tests in Brahmin life comes to the foundation to shake. Not to shake, actually, to test whether it is strong or not. You know, in Brahmin life, just like when the building is built, when will the building be tested whether the foundation is strong or not? When there is hurricane, when there is earthquake. If the foundation is weak, the building will collapse. So at the time of test, whether in the form of my old sanskaras, whether in the form of defamation, whether in the form of physical sickness, many forms, test will come, not to create doubt in myself, but to strengthen my faith. So consider all situations as challenges and look at it as a blessing in disguise. It just came to make my foundation strong. Just like when a lamp is lit, the more oil the lamp has, the storm cannot extinguish the light. The storm becomes a blessing in disguise for the lamp to light even brighter. Or if you are traveling in a boat, the more wind, the faster your boat will reach to destination. So that's why we consider tufan not as tufan, but as tofa. Storm not as storm, but as gift. So in that way, I will never shake. So the first milestone is faith. So I have to make sure my faith is unshakable, immovable and stable. No matter what, I stand like a tower. Then I feel victory guaranteed. Of course, as we move along in this journey, we reach to the second milestone, which is determination. Faith alone is not going to make me fully successful. Determination. which is called the key to success. So what is determination? Determination means no termination. Do or die. You know, when you start moving, no turning back. In Laukic world also they say, when you embark on a journey, you should never look back. To look back is not an auspicious sign. So when I have started my journey, I don't look back. I learn from the past, I move forward. Determination is also willpower. It's the power of the mind. So the one who has determination always have three words in their mind. I am, I can, and I will. Understand? I am, I can, and I will. Not like say, no try in this. Because we are sure of our last kalpa's success. So all that we are doing is only repeating. So that is why before you embark on the journey, before you perform any action, before you even think of thought, visualize the last kalpa success on the screen of your mind. So it's already done. You know? See, I shared with you one experience of Mamma. See, one day Sakar Baba called Mamma and asked Mamma to prepare kalpa tree picture, 6x4 size in embroidery. In 2 days, he said, you should give it to me by this time. Mama said, Haji. All the sisters around her were looking at Mama's face. What is Mama committing to Baba? Is it possible 6x4 such a big picture, kalpa tree, embroidery? So later on, the sisters came to Mama and asked, Mama, how come you committed yourself? Is it possible? She said, look, who is asking me to do it? God. God is asking me to do it. And who is God? Truth. So if God, truth, is telling me to do it, it means it's already done. You see? Faith. It's already done. God is only giving me an opportunity to create my fortune. So Mama had so much faith in Baba's words that she was able to complete the task and present it to Baba according to the time he wanted. See, victory guaranteed. So I need to have faith plus determination. I did it before and I will do it. See, that is why there is an expression that is used. Whatever you perceive, you conceive. And whatever you conceive, you achieve. You understand? So Mama was able to perceive that it was done because it is God telling me true means it is real. It has happened. And because of that, she conceived the thought, yes. So she achieved. So success begins here with our thought. You know? So if we weaken our thought, then action cannot be matching with my thought. You know? So, determination, I am, I can, because I did last kalpa. You know, sometimes when we are asked to do something, we say, I don't know, I have not done it before. But remember, you have done it many times. This is just another repetition. So Dadi Janki's present slogan is? What is the slogan of determination? No. Kya badi baat hai? You know? It's already done. It's not a big thing. So that is how we have to bring in that determination, power of mind in everything. No weak thought. Strong willpower. So that is a sign of a healthy mind. Willpower. Power of thought. And of course, you know, the journey is rough. You know, success path is windy. It is not a highway. If it was a highway, everyone would have become the jewel of victorious rosary. So the path to victory is windy. So we have to face challenges. We have to face tests. We have to face obstacles. But we consider all of them as a flying stone. That's why they say failure is a flying stone of success. See, success is not to give up after you have been declared a failure. Yeah? You know, everybody will say you are failure, but I have not accepted the failure in my heart. So that is why we say success is not only in success, success in failure also. Not to give up my spirit to achieve my goal, victory. That is success also. Brahma Baba used to give the example, try till you succeed. He used to give the example of the spider. You know, spider, it will try to climb the wall, it will fall down. Second time it will try to climb the wall, again it will fall down. But third time, it will hold and build a web around itself. So can we not learn from the spider? So to give up is cowardice, to be a coward. You know? See, even in bhakti also like that, you know, when they start the pilgrimages, a lot of people will begin the journey. And then halfway, somebody will say, oh, I can't manage, it's too cold. Oh, I can't manage, it is too hard. So half of the people will drop off. But only those who are determined, whether it is cold or heat or hunger or thirst, they reach. So I also remember the example of Edmund Hillary, you know, who climbed the Mount Everest. How he did not give up. First time, he couldn't. Second time, he couldn't. But third time, try, and you will succeed. Not to give up. I can't. So that is failure. Obstacles will come, difficulties will come, but you have to look at it as oil in the lamp, a gift that helps you to move forward. So determination, strong will. Remember three words. I am, I can, and I will. That's why in Laukic world they say, success comes in can. So if you want to be successful, knock down the letter T from the word can't. So today, knock down the letter T. What is left? Can. Everything is possible. Impossible is only in the dictionary of fools. Not in the dictionary of God's children, right? Yeah. So that is the second milestone. Determination. Definitely victory guaranteed. And then of course, as we climb the hill, you know, journey, it's windy. The third milestone we have to touch is courage. Courage. Many obstacle comes, you know, the whole world becomes our enemy when we become Baba's children. We are on one side. Even Brahma Baba has to face that situation. You know? But courage. So courage is the sign of a soul who has made God as their companion. Courage means where there is no fear. Courage is where there is no fear. It's boldness to take a step forward without seeing any solution, but having faith. God's hand is waiting on the other side to hold me. That's why Baba says, one step of courage brings thousandfold help from Baba. This is a contract. This is a contract we have to sign for success. What contract? One step of yours, courage, bring thousandfold help from Baba. But when you lose courage, your contract cancels. Dadi was sharing the other day that she said, I have reached to the stage where I am today. It is just because of my courage. You know how many times Dadi was announced as almost left the body? How many times in this Gyani life? Many times. But her strength, her courage gives her new life. That's why we call courage as the breath of Brahmin life. Losing courage is like losing oxygen, losing breath. So how do I live like when I don't have courage? Baba says, die alive and I will become living dead. What do you mean by living dead? Like a corpse, you know? As if I don't have life. No. Courage. Actually, it is another name for God, you know. To have courage means, I am Shiv Shakti, companion of God. When some difficult situation comes, people go to God. And who am I? I am God's child. So how can anything be difficult? But it's just an opportunity that is given to me to use God's power. So, courageous ones never quit. Because they always have the faith. God's hand. I am under God's canopy. No fear, no doubt. So, the problem, you know, that is where last milestone is very difficult. That is where many of us fail and lose the medal of victory. That's why Baba says so many souls, it's like a scholarship, you can say, appear, you know, apply for scholarship. Only 8 get pass with honor, and 8 pass, 108 pass, victorious jewels. Why not all of us become victorious jewels? Yeah? This is the milestone. Where we get numbers, we get stuck somewhere. So the final milestone before we touch the destination of victory, guess what? Patience. Patience. That is where many of us fail. You know? Patience. We lose patience. Oh, it's not coming, too long waiting, oh, enough. Yeah? What is patience? See, if you have faith, you will have patience. Because I was victorious last kalpa, I will. It's just a matter of time. Patience means wait and be calm. Knowing success is my garland of my neck. If the success doesn't come to me, who else it will go to? Yeah? Success is like a shadow. When you walk, your own shadow follow you. You don't have to chase. But because we lose patience, oh, I can't. That is the time we lose. That is the time we are about to touch. You know, that's what they say. What makes a person win a gold medal in the Olympic? What makes a person win silver medal in the Olympic? Just a matter of few seconds. So, I have to make sure I make patience as my companion. Never lose patience. Because I have guaranteed victory. It's coming. So remember one thing for the sake of having patience. Beautiful. Every tree bears fruit at its own season. And every fruit ripens at its own hour. Right? So if you want to ripen a fruit artificially, it will not be sweet. You can pluck raw fruit and ripen it in the rice tin, but it's not sweet. But when you allow the fruit to ripen at its own hour, it is filled with sweetness. So patience brings sweet fruit. That is why they say in God's home, sometimes there can be delay. You know, sometimes there can be delay in certain things, but there is no darkness in God's home. Victory is guaranteed. So I should make sure I keep these steps, these milestones, consistent in Brahmin life. That's how we get marks. So when you look at dadis, you know, about 300-400 of them started in the beginning the race. But how many have now come up to this level? We can count them in fingers. But still the race is going on. You know, the more Maharati you are, the more Maharati test you get. But I have to understand, you know, the importance of these four aspects. These are the paths. You know, it is a path that I have to walk on to get into the destination. There is no shortcut. You know, there is no shortcut. You have to pass through. But of course, the speed with which you pass through this milestone can be faster. But there is no compromise. So this is why I need to have that intoxication. You know, when Baba gives us blessing, success is the garland of your neck. What it means? It is so close to you. Because garland and neck are not far away from each other. So that means I need to begin performing every action with this total faith that I am going to succeed. Doesn't mean that you don't have to make effort. You may have to face turbulence, you may have to face some test, but those are all like a gift to strengthen my foundation, that's all. But I should not doubt, why this is happening, will I be able to get it or not? No. So you perceive this thought in your mind clearly. You know, have a vision of you being successful last kalpa and then begin the task. And continue to maintain that awareness throughout the task. And then you feel you accomplish. Accomplishment of a task is success. Doesn't matter if it is little one. You know, sometimes I check myself. Say I determine to do something, you know, say ironing, I want to finish ironing my clothes this morning, you know. But then while I start ironing, you know, then I get another thought, oh, I have to do that. So I want to leave this ironing here and then I go to another task. So then this is not finished. So when I am doing that task, begin with enthusiasm and then halfway I feel like, oh, that is more important now. So I will leave that one there. So then I go. So what happens at the end of the day? I haven't accomplished anything. So I always tell myself, look, you have made up your mind that you want to finish this task. You stay there. So I tell my mind, I am not going to distract from the task that I am doing. I am going to accomplish it. You know, that is willpower. That is why it is important, if you want to be successful, you have to, first of all, make a list of things to do and give the right priority, what is to be done first, before you begin. You know, if you are haphazard, not planning properly, you cannot achieve anything at the end of the day. You know, and then you feel burdened. You feel not happy about, oh, I wanted to do this, but I cannot do this. Then who stopped you from doing it? So I allow distractions to come. So don't allow that. Then, you know, the immediate happiness. Okay, victory is guaranteed as a medal. But immediately what I get as a result of success is happiness. Confidence. So I can do it, you know. So I have to train myself not to allow any distraction. Because this distraction, sight scenes, actually take us away from our destination. You know, this is what happens in journey. There are many attractive sight scenes. So sometimes we stop at the sight scenes thinking it is our destination. But no. Just you focus your attention towards your goal. So that's why it is very important to be successful, you have to set a goal. Short-term goal, long-term goal. And then only you can focus your energy to achieve that goal. So if I keep on achieving short-term goals, then I get the confidence I can also achieve long-term goals. So what I would like to suggest, as the old year is going, new year is coming, this is the conference, So when you are in the retreat, so try to give you some time to yourself, reflect on the past year, you know, what has happened, what you have achieved. Give the credit, give the appreciation to yourself, and then the lessons that you have learned from this year, what you would like to achieve in the year coming, 2014. Set a goal. But the goal should be practical. You know, it should be practical. It should be challenging, but not impossible. So, first goal, and then 3 monthly, then 1 month, then 1 week, and then daily. So what I'm going to do daily, what I'm going to do in 1 week, what I'm going to do in 1 month. So if you can plan that way, your energy will be focused and you will achieve what you want. Because the most important aim we all have is to, you know, have constant happiness. That is what Baba would like to see us. Today also Baba said, you know, elevated service is to be always happy and to share the treasure of happiness and create a wave of happiness. So that is when I feel that I have achieved something, you know, I have attained something, I have accomplished. So that makes us feel happy. So give yourself, you know, credit on a daily basis, what you have achieved, the success. So every day's success adds to our victory. It's not like you get victory medal suddenly. No, somebody did not become the bead of the victorious rosary suddenly. So they have been successful, accumulating marks over a period of time, and then as a result, they become 1, 2, 3, 108. So I think when we understand clearly the definition of success and we understand the method, the, you know, the steps clearly, it's easy to approach. So it's not because Baba gave me blessing, success is the garland of my neck and I don't do anything, I sit there and repeat that word. It won't happen. You know, I am a victorious jewel. Just like that, I repeat, I won't become. Right? To become a victorious jewel, I have to be accumulating the marks of success over a period of time. So, to conclude, this is what I would like to say. Success is the path. Victory is the destination. So I don't have to, just like we say, happiness is not a destination, happiness is the journey. So success is not a destination, it is a journey. Victory is the destination. So let me give myself the credit every day, accumulate how successful I am in my own personal effort, in my relationship with others, in service that I do. So that actually brings happiness. And then automatically I share that happiness with others. So let us, you know, remain in that intoxication. Whatever I am doing in this Brahmin life, I have done it before. It's just a repetition. So when you are doing action with that awareness, other people will see you as an experienced soul and they begin to trust you. So I hope you will take this mantra and march forward in this Brahmin life with this powerful, determined thought that I was victorious, I am victorious, and I will be. So with this thought, let us meditate. With that intoxication, experiencing ourselves being the bead of the victorious rosary. Because no beads are declared yet. Anyone can become. The race is going on. So anyone can be part of the victorious rosary. Om Shanti. As I sit here in silence, I become aware of myself. As a shining star, star of fortune, sparkling in the center of my forehead. Chosen by God out of millions of souls in this world. I am the most fortunate soul. Baba made me belong to him. Baba accepted me as I am. Baba has given me the awareness of the three aspects of time. Baba has made me the master of three worlds. Baba has bestowed on me the third eye of knowledge. As I sit here, I can visualize clearly through the eye of my wisdom success. As the garland of my neck, I am a successful soul. Who have attained victory. At every step. I can see clearly the vision of my guaranteed victory. I take every step in my Brahmin life with total faith. Complete. complete faith. This power of faith can move mountains and bring victory closer. I begin my journey towards my destination of victory with this faith. I am a victorious jewel of the last kalpa. Success follows me like the shadow. With the power of my mind, I cross all the barriers, obstructions on the way. As I know that if I take one step of courage, Baba comes forward to help me. 1,000 steps. I take this one step of courage. I can do it. And Baba showers me with his blessings. It's my hand and Baba's task. I am a courageous soul moving closely towards victory. I can wait. I have patience, as I know if success don't come to me, who else? This patience brings sweet reward in the form of victory. As I have arrived at my destination of victory, I see Bab Dada waiting with arms open to welcome me to place the tilak of victory on my forehead. As I stand in front of Bab Dada, receiving this tilak of victory as a medal, I, the soul, merge into Baba's arms. Knowing that it is Baba, the Karan Karavanhar, who have done and allowed me to reach where I am today. I am totally lost
in Baba's love, thanking Baba for being with me through my journey as my guide, as my companion. In this attitude of gratitude, emerges deeply from my heart. Baba, I cannot give you anything in return for what you have done to me. You have had so much patience with me. You never gave up on me. That is why I am what I am today. Baba, all that I can say is I will always follow your direction at every step and glorify your name through my life in this world. I am yours. You are mine forever. I am yours. And you are mine forever.
the waves of the ocean of love. Baba has made me equal to himself. Seated on the heart throne of Baba. With the crown of light.